Hello, thank you for calling Corello Home Furnishings and Tom Holmes. We are not available to answer your call at the present moment, so please leave a message at the tone, and we will call you back as soon as possible. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Please hold while I try to connect you. Hi, is this Thomas?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Thomas. This is Joe with Bank of Cardiff. How's your day going?
Oh, it's going great.
Good. So I just want to give you a call. Looks like you did a web registration with us, and you were looking for some working capital.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Do you want to give me a little bit of detail what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction?
Okay.
What was your gross annual sales like last year?
Oh, that's a good question. I'll give you the exact figure.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. I don't remember a lot of things off the top of my head. Do you have like maybe a ballpark number?
I've got it.
Okay.
Bear with me here a second. Okay. Just one second.
Okay.
Still with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Still
my gross
here.
Sales were 447. My gross sales for 2015 were $447,475.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, I'm just going to do a quick calculation here, and I can give you like a range of what you're pre-approved for. Let's see. Ready for the weekend?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm ready for every day.
All right. So based on the 440K, we can free about 44 to 66,000-ish for you, or even maybe a little bit more. What are you looking to use the money for?
Working capital, but I don't know if I need that much.
Okay. Yeah, you can just take whichever you need. How much do you want?
Well, it depends on what the deal is, because I guess I could take more and retire a couple of things I have outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to think about it. But what I really need is only about $12,000.
Okay, we can do that. So what we can do is we can like get you an approval on the highest amount, and you just take whatever you need. So that's a good deal for it. So if you only need $12,000, you can just take that. And if you decide you want a little bit more, you can always increase that amount too. So.
Okay.
And for the $12,000, what do you
But even the 44, what did you say the top was?
66.
Yeah, there's no way there's no way I need that.
Yeah, if you don't need it.
The most I would need would be this would be the cash flow I need plus, retire a couple things I have outstanding. The most I would need would be like $40,000.
Okay.
$45,000.
Okay. That's the most. Sounds
right.
Good. And do you have a couple projects coming up? Is that why you need the little extra cash flow?
Well, my business is a little more than 2 years old, and it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's good.
It's like your business cash is always needed. You know that.
Yeah.
Right now, I've got. I mean, I just got back. I took a trip last week, came back about 5 miles with the orders.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, okay.
You know, it's just cash flow to get the orders.
Oh, that's good. Okay. So you got a couple orders. So you came back and then a couple orders were on your plate. And you're like, oh, okay, that's good. All right. And what kind of orders are these?
I sell furniture. I was with a much larger company many years ago. Actually, I've owned several companies in the furniture business. Mm. And I started this one a couple of years ago, but I'm trying to keep it small because I want to be, mm-hmm. you know, I just want to draw myself, make a little money, and mm-hmm. help the factories in Mexico that I knew before.
Mm, okay. And what do you?
I ship truckloads of furniture out of a couple of factories in Mexico to retail stores in the United States.
Oh, nice. Okay. To retail stores. What's your? Do you work with, like, let's just say, for example, like, like Lowe's, that type of company, or you have like specific ones that you work with?
I have about 10 customers, mm-hmm. but then I've got a whole bunch more than that. I'm mm-hmm. in the process of working to open up.
Oh, okay.
But they're where are you located?
We're located in San Diego, California. Yeah, a little ways.
Yeah, well, you know, like for example, drones would be somebody I'd like to sell. I mean, I've sold them before.
Oh, okay. Well, we have one really close to here. Actually, like maybe a mile from here.
Yeah, well, they have several. They're pretty big. I mean, they've got, mm-hmm. they've got several locations. I'm sure they do $200-$300 million mm-hmm. a year. But they, good company, and my previous company, we sold them. So that would mm-hmm. be somebody, that's the kind of person I'd like to sell.
Mm,
but some of my
I
customers
see.
Now are just good size independent dealers that mm-hmm. they do between $5-$10 million a year.
Oh, okay, nice. So basically, you get imports or you get shipments, and then you send it to them when they give you an order.
They usually buy truckloads. They go directly from the factory to them.
Oh, I see. Okay, truckloads, factory to them.
My average invoice is over $20,000.
Oh, nice. Okay. And so the 12,000, the minimum that you're looking for is basically to buy the inventory, so you can ship it over to them. And then maybe you're looking for maybe 45 to increase the amount of shipment.
Well, it's that plus there's a big show coming up in High Point. There's a huge furniture show in High Point, North Carolina, every April and October.
Oh, okay.
So that's part of it too.
Oh, nice. So, like a trade show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's pretty good. And what kind of furniture do you normally sell? Like all types or like sofas?
Primarily case goods, but which would be like bedroom furniture, dining room furniture, occasional tables, accessory pieces like TV stands, armoires, curios. Got a pretty extensive catalog.
Oh, nice. That's good. And do you have, like, an online store, too?
I don't sell online because I'd be competing with my customers.
Oh, right. That's true.
I have a website that's it's not a real good. I mean, you can download one of my catalogs. I mean, actually, I need to update it because I've got two more catalogs online. I haven't done it yet.
Oh, okay.
For me, the online is not that important because... in the furniture business, you know, if I was selling a lot
mm-hmm.
through the internet, my dealers wouldn't buy from me because it's a real
right. Because you're competing with them, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I see. Okay.
And I don't want to. Plus, if I sell online, that means I got to sell hundreds of little teeny orders.
That's true. And then shipping and all that is a lot of headache.
Yeah, it takes more work. It takes more ship more work to ship one dining room group than it does a whole truckload out of Mexico.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I had a customer that he had, like, a showroom, and he also did, like, shipment to just like you. And then the showroom was just, like, too small for him. So I was just wondering if that was, like, something that you deal with, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. And when do you, how soon did you need the money? Or when do you have to buy the okay. Okay. when is your shipment going out?
got four truckloads scheduled over the next, one's leaving like the third week in March, and one's leaving, then it's like every week thereafter.
Okay. Nice.
But I could use the money next week.
Okay, yeah, we can definitely do that for you. Perfect. And you said you've been in business for about 2 years, right?
Right.
Nice. And are you the owner?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Actually, I can start.
So,
like,
when I got the letter from you,
mm-hmm.
you had me listed as Hanover Home LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And I've changed the name to Corello Home Furnishings LLC.
Corello.
I can provide the.
Okay.
I changed the state with the Secretary of State of Ohio and
uh-huh.
It's the same federal ID.
Okay.
Same legal entity. I just changed the name because I found out there were so many people. They had, for example, there was a model.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of her name right now. A famous mm-hmm. model has a line that she worked on with some factory out of Alabama, and
mm-hmm.
it's called whatever. I can't remember her name. Whatever name
Hanover. Is. Yeah, Hanover is a pretty common last name for people.
So I just got. I changed it just to clarify. Mm-hmm. Corello, which is Corrello, is a family name. My ancestors came from Spain.
Oh, nice. So can you spell that for me again?
It's Corrello.
Uh huh.
Corello Home. Furnishings, LLC.
Okay, home furnishing. I also heard on your little voicemail, it was like Thomas Holmes, too.
Yeah.
Is that your...
call it number to get me, yeah.
Yeah. Shane. Okay,
it's
LLC.
One of those virtual numbers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Overhead operation.
Mm-hmm. And then what's your DBA name?
Corello
Is
Home.
It Corello Homes? Okay. Just want to make sure.
No, Corello Home Furnishings.
Home Furnishing. Okay. Furnishing.
Furnishings.
Okay.
Furnishings.
All right. And then 2 years, time in business. And is your address still at 6525 Kentucky View Drive in Cincinnati?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Let's see here. And do you guys have a website?
It's www.corellohome.com.
Corellohome.com.
Yeah, like I told you, it needs to be updated. I've got it going, yeah, but I really haven't. I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to really take it to the next level. It's kind of a
mm-hmm.
starter website, which mm-hmm. a person can. It tells a little bit about us,
mm-hmm.
and you can a person can download our catalog.
Okay, I'm going to check it out right now. Let's take a look. Oh, yeah, it's not really up yet. Okay. All right, and then is this the best number to get a hold of you, or is there a better number?
Did you call myself? Which number did you call?
I called 866-511-8975.
Yeah, it just routed to my cell phone. Sometimes I was using my cell phone.
Okay.
So okay. Numbers I can have it go anywhere I want it to go.
Yeah, exactly. What's the cell phone?
Yeah. It's 937.
Okay.
360. 3650.
3650. Okay, perfect. Yeah, it's good to have just both of them just in case. All right, and are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I got some of the information here. From the sounds of it, our working capital program can definitely help you out there. Our application is actually really easy. It's just the one-page application, which I can send over to you. And I just need 6 months of most recent bank statements. And do you already do 2015's tax return?
It's in the process.
In the process. Okay, we'll just need 2014's tax return then. And do you guys take credit cards at your company?
No.
You don't? Oh, okay. So all your customers just pay you by, obviously, because it's big orders, so by checks. So I was going to ask you, I would need the merchant statement, but I actually don't need that. So I'll just need, so again, just need the one-page app, 6 months of banks, and tax return, 14.
Okay, now the texture is not going to be very impressive because that was my first year, so I lost money. So that's not going to be very impressive.
Oh, okay, that's okay. I mean, we just take a look at it for, like, the tax ID and just to, you know, for the company name and DBA, and I'll put in a note.
It's a Schedule C. Because it's a limited liability company,
uh-huh.
I'm the sole owner.
Right.
There is no separate tax return. It just goes up with my personal return.
Oh, it just goes to your personal?
Right.
Okay.
But I can send you copies of the Schedule C.
Okay, yeah, that works. And I'll just put in the notes that you said your growth annual sales last year was the 440 and some change. So that way they can go from that number to give you the range. And then we also look at the bank statement, so that way we can see the range too.
All right. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to send it over to you. Is the best email, I think I have it on file from your registration, homes0211@AOL.
That's a personal one, but also a business one.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, you could either one. You also have one, which is T Homes. CorelloHome.com. Yeah, CorelloHome.com.
CorelloHome.com. Okay, perfect. I'll just send it to both. It's easy. And then whichever one you want to use. So I'll send over the list of documents and the application. And then once you get it back to me, I can actually get you an answer about 24, 48 hours. So do you know when you can get the documents back to me?
Probably today.
Today? Okay. Sounds good. So we'll probably have the answer Monday, something like that. Cool.
Okay.
All right. So I'll go ahead and send it over to you. And so once you get that to me, I'll just give you a call, let you know I received it, and I'll send it over to them. And oh yeah, one last question: do you have any other working capital or any kind of loans out right now?
Well, I use a factoring agent, which basically acts like my credit department.
Oh, okay.
Funds against my receivables sometimes.
Oh, okay. So you use a factoring company.
And I have one. Loan out with a company called Balboa Capital.
Okay.
Which I did
right.
For a year.
Okay. You have, and do you know how much you still have left on it, your balance?
It's probably around 20,000.
20,000. Okay. All right. And well,
if I did the larger amount, I'd pay that off.
I see. Okay. Is it a pretty high interest rate?
Yeah.
Do you remember what your total payback was?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay. Not a problem. what's your payment for it? Is it like a daily, weekly, monthly?
It's a daily deal.
A daily deal, okay.
$136.71 every day.
$136.
Every business day.
So five days a week. Okay. All right. And if you could just find out what your total, because since you're looking to maybe pay it off, it's best to just know exactly how much interest you're paying on it. So if you could tell me, what the total payback was when you initially signed on to that loan, and how much your loan was. I know you have $20,000 left on it, but how much the loan was and how much the total payback was, so that way we can, work it out with you.
All right.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. So I'll just include that in the email just in case you forget.
All right.
Sounds good. So I look forward to getting your documents, and I'll get you an answer probably next week or so.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.